you know, we got up early this morning and we had to get on the bus to come here, so I saw about 45 minutes of it. You know, we've got what we call American football in America, and, you know, our guys are dressed up like Sherman tanks, like grill guards on the front. And here's a bunch of guys out in shorts and knee socks and what look like swimming caps. And they're going at each other. I mean, it kind of makes American football look like a bunch of wusses. So, and, you know, I'm a fan, but this is the, you got to really want it, I guess is what I'm saying. And you got it. That's good. I'm going to do a few songs from the new album. the 60s and where did we lose our way anthem. You know, today's a anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, and of course there was so much on TV even over here. I think it really affected everyone all around the world. And of course everyone remembers that was born then and old enough remembers where they were. But they were talking to, they were showing an interview with Nellie Connelly, who was the governor of Texas wise, who was in the car with President Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy. And she said something pretty eloquent. She said back then, she said, we didn't believe the world owed us a living. We believed that we owed the world. And I wish we could get that back, I guess is what I'm saying. Until I got into my mid-50s to write politically conscious songs. But I was always a late bloomer and everything. This song kind of, I feel like it was kind of channeled through me. It's a song about all the lost girls that have been victims of all the terrible things we seem to do to each other. And it's called Lost Into This World.
Thank you. Thank you. Get up, John, down the garden, get up.
You've been chosen, John. Go on, pray. Queens of Sad in my book, Kate and Anne McGarrigle. Help me finish. In my imagination, you are my dear companion, and I'm the one you cling to, and your voice still calls. Sing out in their Sunday dress. dreaming that you wrote. You were looking like Picasso with a scar across your shoulder. You were kneeling by the river. You were digging up the bodies buried long ago. We there's no heaven, what is this hunger for?
Raised up from the fields of Picardy.
in a hard land where the ground was poor and the wood was rotten. But when he saw her, all those bad times were forgotten, and he believed. He believed she was the strong hand.
Thank you.
Don from South Wales. Happy birthday, 55, right? And then the other one. I'm sorry, it was written down. People. Andrew Kent. Happy birthday, Andrew. Like those birthdays. Anyway, in honor of that, I don't know, we must have been inspired by this place or the fact that we've been out here singing all these dark, depressing songs for so long. But I just felt like doing this song. We ran it at Soundcheck. We haven't even worked it up yet, but it just feels like it's going to be a good thing, I hope. So let's see what happens. Won't you scratch my itch? Welcome me back to town.
Yeah.
But even a beautiful hall would be nothing without you folks. In the words of James Taylor, without you, it's just sound check. So you're on our A-list, too. And this song's on my A-list. I've been doing this for over 25 years. And never get tired of it. Gonna keep you there. Now you wear your skin like iron. Your breath's as hard as kerosene. But your mama's a lonely boy. But her favorite was to sing. She began to cry when you said goodbye. It sank into a dream. sometimes it's what you need. And just feeling the song's kind of apropos considering the anniversary of John F. Kennedy and what's going on in the world. And I think it's a hymn for our time. It's probably one of the best ever written.
Someday.